Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out of the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Hola, Trainwrecks! TGIF, and welcome to your weekly bonus episode of what I truly hope is your favorite podcast, Confessions of a Trainwreck. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Phoebe, your podcast host and queen of the Trainwrecks, who is thrilled to be back in your ears for yet another week. Now, full disclaimer, this week's episode is a bit more of a serious one, in case you couldn't already tell from the title, but I think that it's a really important thing to share and be really honest with you about, particularly considering how many women, and also how many young women at that, listen in week after week. So when I think about it, because this podcast has been downloaded literally millions of times, it means that this message has the potential to be heard by millions of young women. And you know what? Truth be told, even if this helps just one of you, or even just makes one of you make an appointment and go to the doctor, that is all completely, completely worth it to me. So without further ado, let's just get into it. God, I just hope I don't make this awkward, because I can be very awkward when I try and have serious discussions. My trauma means that I use humor as a coping mechanism, particularly humor of the self-deprecating kind. But I will try and keep this one serious, because it's no laughing matter. So yes, as you would know from the title, I have a lump in my breast. Now, firstly, I prefer the word boob, and I know that boob lump isn't medically probably the right terminology to be using, but for me, boob lump sounds just a little bit less scary and a little bit less serious than a breast lump, and that has just kind of helped me through this time, so that is what I'm going with. So yes, I found a lump in my boob probably, I think it was around March this year, and I did the right thing straight away by going to the doctor pretty much immediately, and he passed me on to get an ultrasound, which I did again pretty much straight away. Now, just a bit of a quick segue and a little bit of information for those of you who I may not have met in real life, a little bit of insight into my boobs. They are huge boobs, and I'm not saying this to brag. I'm a natural 10E, but I hate them. I honestly hate them. And when I was young, I had an appointment to get a breast reduction. Anyway, ended up backing out of that, but that's just a little bit of insight for you. They're heavy, they're not in proportion. And you know what? I also think that after all of these years, they're actually starting to give me back pain. So when I got my first ultrasound, the radiographer who did that scan for me told me that I have very fibrous, lumpy breasts. So it would be harder for somebody with breast tissue similar to mine to actually even detect an odd or, you know, suspicious lump in the first place. And I know that because I know that my breasts are quite dense and they're quite lumpy, but all I'll say is this lump is a very different kind of lump. It's big, it's hard, and it's just something that I intrinsically know absolutely should not be there. So when I went to get my results, unfortunately, and very inconveniently, my regular GP was actually on holidays, and the doctor who was relieving him while he was gone, I had never actually seen before. And in a nutshell, he basically told me that the results of my ultrasound were completely inconclusive and didn't actually give any indication whatsoever as to whether or not the lump contained abnormal cells or not. So understandably, that was very, very frustrating for me, particularly because he also didn't really voluntarily give me any guidance or advice on what I should be doing next. So I had to really probe him and ask him if I wanted to explore and look into this further, what kind of would the next step or the next set of tests be? And he said it would be a fine needle aspiration biopsy, which is also called an FNA. So it was around this time that I'd also just started a new job and I had my laparoscopy surgery scheduled for my endometriosis removal, which due to work commitments also, I had to reschedule that surgery 3 times. So this lump issue just kind of fell to the wayside because there was just so much other stuff going on that I just ended up leaving it for a little while I kind of got through my surgery and found my feet a little bit at work. Now, also, because I now work at GHD, and every single year GHD launches the Pink Campaign, whereby $20 from every pink tool sold goes towards the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Now, quickly, because we are here, let me just give you my little PR spiel about it. This is the 17th year that GHD has actually done this campaign, and globally, GHD have raised over $20 million towards breast cancer charities. Right? I know. Amazing. And also, to give you a little bit more context, this year's campaign is actually called Take Control Now, and it's aimed at encouraging women, particularly young women, to self-check their breasts for any lumps or changes. And it features four muses who were diagnosed very, very young. So obviously, we began working on this campaign long before it actually launched. So breast cancer, breast lumps, the self-check message was something that was kind of ingrained in me 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. The message was something we were driving quite hard, even just in our internal team. Like, the social media girls were sending emails weekly telling, you know, our female staff to self-check. And by this time, my surgery, I'd kind of recovered from it, and I started to get really, really worried about this lump again. So I decided, I cannot wait. I need to book in for this biopsy now. So I booked in for the biopsy, which I went in for last Monday to have that procedure done, which honestly was quite unpleasant, but wasn't as bad as I thought. So they did give me a local anesthetic, which was really nice, before they went in to collect the sample via biopsy. Anyway, it's a whole big production. I brought Damon with me for support. FYI, Damon is gravely afraid of needles, but he lovingly sat at my feet and tickled my feet, and just once accidentally looked up at the wrong time as they were shoving this biopsy needle quite aggressively into the side of my boob. So for anybody who knows what it feels like to wait for test results, it is awful. And I spent, honestly, a majority of that week absolutely convinced that it was going to be bad news. So I am 31, and that is the age of a lot of the women in our Pink campaign. And I honestly just felt really sick and really anxious all week. I was literally all consumed that I was actually having dreams about having my breasts removed. I couldn't stop thinking about how I was going to tell people. And, you know, we've gone through this before, but like, my mum has cancer, not breast cancer, but, you know, the big C is the big C. And when I got to the doctor to finally get my results on the Friday, so like a full 5 days after the biopsy, I literally felt like I was going to faint. Anyway, so to cut a very, very, very long story short, it turns out I have, and forgive me, anybody in the medical industry, I'm going to pronounce this terribly wrong, I have a fibroadenoma. That is so wrong. I'm so sorry. Which is basically a non-cancerous tumor. So it's something that I will have to monitor very closely. And my doctor also said I will need to start getting annual mammograms probably in the next year to 2 years, which is okay. And in my opinion, good news. And I just cannot stop thinking about how the whole situation was just really serendipitous, in that I started working for GHD and on this Pink campaign during this time, and the self-check message was so drilled into me and so rife. And I think that, honestly, I am one of the lucky ones. So I just, if nothing else, want this long-winded story to remind you that, guys, your health honestly comes before everything, okay? It comes before work. It comes before social commitments. It comes before your overseas holiday. It comes before the gym. So I just want you to promise me, pinky promise me, that if you have a niggle or something that you suspect just isn't right with your body, please, please, please do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and do your family a favor by just going to the GP and getting it checked. So that could be a lump in your boob, or a mole that looks suspicious, or like a cough that won't go away. Okay, actually, in hindsight, that one was probably the wrong example, but you get my point. So in summary, I feel so, so relieved to be okay. All I have, like, the lump is obviously still there. I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. And a very large bruise on my boob, which at this point, I'm not going to show you a photo, but it's big and green and it is gross. But it was all completely worth it for me. So please, 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 please just let this serve as a reminder to take care of yourself, because you're pretty great.